Good day, Montana. I'm Tom Barrich. Well, joining me on the phone this afternoon is the new interim artistic director for the Intermountain Opera Company in Bozeman, Montana, Michael Saker. Michael, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.
And Michael, could you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got to this position at Intermountain?
Sure. Well, I'm hailing from Memphis, Tennessee, where I've been the music director of Opera Memphis the past 4 years. When Intermountain Opera Bozeman canceled their main stage season and was trying to figure out how to proceed with 2020, they reached out to folks they knew already that had worked with the company before. I had conducted a show there back in 2016, and it just was this perfect match of what they were looking for and what I was able to provide.
Are you performing on stages at all right now?
It's funny you ask that. Just last week, we were on the Wilson Auditorium stage. The Wilson in Bozeman is where we typically do our main stage opera productions, but in this case, it was just us and the sound team. We were presenting a live stream for students at Bozeman Public Schools. We reached 150 different households, and it was also recorded for classes and students for later in the week. And I just got to give a shout out to the folks at the Wilson and Bozeman Public Schools. They were amazing collaborators. They ended up saving our recital this past weekend when we had to do a last-minute venue change. Because we had been there performing for their students, they invited us to do our recital at their beautiful theater this past weekend.
When can we see opera on stage again on a regular basis? Is that in the future that we can see?
The answer is as soon as possible. We want to be on the Wilson. We want to be on the Allen Theaters. But we are also taking the time to use this pandemic as an opportunity. We want to reach out to organizations and communities that we can partner with. We want to strengthen those relationships, as we have with folks at Reach and Haven and the retirement communities. We want new audiences to discover what we're doing with pop-up performances on street corners. Even next month, you're going to be seeing Intermountain Opera Bozeman singers performing carols, because this is going to be a holiday season like no other, and I'm sure all of our holiday parties that we're looking forward to are just not going to be happening. So we want to bring some holiday cheer. And so we're going to be where you would already find gatherings. We don't want to create new in-person gatherings because that's just not safe right now.
Right.
So we're thinking about going to ski resorts and shopping malls and ice rinks. That's where you're going to find our singers in the next few months.
What about performances online?
A very good question. That is also very much on our plate. We were able to stream our recital, live stream our recital on YouTube this past weekend.
Excellent.
And we will be releasing clips of that over the next few months. This past October, you might have heard about this. This was a new work that we commissioned. It was the first new work that Intermountain Opera Bozeman has ever commissioned, and it was called Requiem for a Forest. It was a response to the Bridger Foothills fire.
I remember this.
Back in early September. And Intermountain Opera Bozeman quickly responded to this tragedy by commissioning Eric Funk, who is a Montana composer.
Absolutely.
And anyone, yes, you're familiar
We're
with
familiar
him. I'm sure
Eric,
many
yes.
of your listeners are. Eric was an amazing collaborator and agreed to quickly writing this new work for four singers. And it was this just heartfelt response to the fire, and it had its premiere on October 24th, and we are planning to create a video that will be shared online in the coming months, and so that'll be some additional content that listeners can look forward to.
Where can people go for more information?
Our website, which is intermountainopera.org. Also, I would encourage everyone to join our e-newsletter. Follow us on social media. We are trying to stay in touch with folks in whatever way they like. So even if you want to be reached over the phone or text, we can reach out to you in those ways so that you can know about the events we have coming up.
Michael, can you tell our listeners about the opportunities you have for local auditions for singers for Intermountain Opera?
All of our events over the next several months are going to depend highly on the local talent that we have in Bozeman and the surrounding areas. Dozens of singers around Montana have submitted recordings they've made in their own homes. We are continuing to accept those auditions over the next several months. If there are singers out there interested in performing with Intermountain Opera Bozeman, I would encourage you to visit our website, go to the auditions page, and you'll find all the information that you need there to submit a virtual audition.
Michael Saker, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks again to Michael Saker, the new interim artistic director of the Intermountain Opera in Bozeman, Montana. For more information, go to intermountainopera.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Tom Berridge.